play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4 years of varsity basketball. She's captain of the...
We're at John Thiel Gymnasium, where public address announcer Jeff Lamb is announcing Emily Miner to us, raising the flag tonight.
Criminal justice and political science. Emily Miner. Now, if everyone please rise as our Galesburg band plays our national anthem.
And then we will have starting lineups. Galesburg High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Let's go back to public address announcer Jeff Lamb for tonight's starting lineups.
Number 2, Brody Harding. Number 22, Ben Monroe. Number 25, Drew Wiemers. Number 32, Jeff McGinnis. And number 34, Deontay Billups. The Maroons are coached by Sean Taylor. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot senior guard, number 5, Cornell Dotson. A 6-foot senior guard, number 10, Khalil Hart. A 6'5 senior forward, number 15, Andrew Anderson. A 6-foot junior guard, number 33, Quinn Anderson. And a 6'6 forward, number 40, Jacob Carl. Your streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
That sets the stage for tonight's conference matchup. And before we get things started, Jeff's put the microphone down. No, Zeke's going to come out and present the game ball as he always does. Zeke Gray, son of former coach, former assistant coach Jason Gray, again whom we honor here tonight, as he brings it out, fist bumps the referee.
He's got it down. He's a ham. He's got that good picture going.
Getting his picture taken. The local photographers, and we're about ready to get this game underway.
It's a great moment, without a question.
Silver Streaks back home. First home conference game since the first conference game of the season back in early December, which, as Steve mentioned in the pregame, Galesburg lost to Rock Island. Galesburg wearing the home white with the pink numbering and the pink and black piping trim down the side, and Galesburg wins the tip. You heard the starting lineups. This is Cornell Dotson, and Moline kicks the ball 10 rows deep up into the stands as Cornell tried to pass out of a trap double team on the sideline.
Moline in their 1-3-1 here. That's a defense that Coach Taylor has run off, and he will change defenses. He's been very successful running this over the years.
Quinn Anderson on the inbound to Andrew. Gives it back to Quinn. Pulls up, picks up his dribble. Now back near half court.
Little we'll want to away. Attack here.
Work their way up to the top of the arc to the left side. This is Cornell. Here comes the trap. Bounces it away again. Quinn back to Dotson on the left side. Cornell trapped again. Still with it. Skips it up top. Gets it to Andrew. Ball deflected loose and picked up by Deontay Billups. And Moline turns the Silver Streaks over. Billups steps into a three and misses it. Rebound rolls off into the hands of Khalil Hodge for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg attacks. Anderson gets blocked. Andrew, that is. But Cornell chases down the rebound as Andrew dribbled into a triple team. Odds against him there, and Moline came away with it, but the Silver Streaks got the rebound. Now Quinn, around a man, got poked away from behind. Moline had the ball briefly, knocked out of bounds. I thought McInnes might have touched it, but it's the Silver Streaks, so two turnovers now for Galesburg.
Got to be very aggressive. You dribble to freeze the defender, and you have to use your pass fakes and get the ball moving, and you got to be at good angles to receive passes.
On the left side, Ben Monroe, a 6'4 senior. Up top, Billups. Now driving down the right side of the lane, but a foul on the floor against Jacob Carr. A little hesitation drive from up top down to the right side. And Billups has stepped into a three, and then on the second possession down, attacks down the right side and draws a foul against the Streaks' big man, Jacob Carl.
Multiple skilled player. He can beat you inside and outside.
Lob on the outside to Brody Harding, who flies in and lobs one up, banks it in off the right side with a little one-hand floater, and Moline scores first.
Plays with a lot of moxie, Harding does.
Quinn Anderson on the right side, backs up near half court, now fires it right side to Cornell Dotson. Into the corner, Carl. To the lane, Anderson. Right side, Andrew's shot rolls around and pops off. Into the hands of Weimers. Rebound for Moline. Maroons push it into the front court. Harding trying to shake Dotson on the outside. Can't do it. Backs up, passes it right side over to Monroe on the wing. Now up top to Weimers. Thought about passing it left. Gives it right instead to McInnes. McInnes with a pull-up three. Top of the arc off the back iron. Rebound Hodge again for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg pushing it. Left side Quinn. And a wraparound foul along the left baseline as he went around Ben Monroe. Reached around from the backside of Monroe. Picks up his first foul.
On their penetration dribble, they will try to back tap the ball and try to steal it. They've tried that a couple times. That time they got called for a foul.
On the inbound, Khalil steps back. Shoots a three. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Billups for Moline. Pushing it into the front court. Past one man. Right side to McInnes. Hits the three from the right side, but it's off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around out of the hands of Dotson. McInnes recovers. Harding, right side. Hits from the high post, and he's got both baskets in the game.
Got four for traveling there.
4-0 Moline as Quinn Anderson dribbles into pressure at the top of the arc and hesitation. Shuffles his feet. Third Galesburg turnover. 5:37 to go first quarter. 4-0 Maroons. Harding will walk it across midcourt. Now McInnes with it on the right side. Up top to Weimers. Left side over to Monroe. Now up top. Here's a drive and the little shot off the mark by Billups. Rebound Jacob Carl. Over to Khalil Hodge into the front court. Khalil pulls up right side back behind him to Quinn. Steps inside the top of the arc. Shot off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Moline. And the Silver Streaks keep it on the offensive side.
Just can't get the ball right now to go in the basket for us. And our shots are not exactly what we want. They're a little bit choppy in terms of the rhythm and what we're getting. We've got to get into some rhythm.
Lob in on the outside up top to Jacob Carl. Gives it left side over to Andrew. Stops at the volleyball line. Extended from the top of the arc. Quinn comes out. Takes the pass. Quinn swinging the ball around. Gets the dribble down.
Moline now, isn't a man now.
Now to the left side. Khalil Hodge on the wing. Dribbles to the outside. McInnes all over him. Passes it to Carl to the outside, who comes out for it. Jacob dribbles once. Penetrates. Kicks it up top to Quinn. Back behind him to Hodge. To the right side, Cornell. He'll fire the three off the back iron. Rebound, Jacob. Left baseline. Quinn puts it up. And it rolls off. Carl with a rebound. Knocked out of his hands. Moline couldn't handle it. Streaks get it back.
again, and we moved the ball that time against their man. Got good shots, but again, got to get the lid off here.
Khalil to the outside, now up top, Andrew. Moline's not shooting the ball real well. Brody Harding is the only player for either team that has a basket in this game. It's 4-0 Moline with 4:20 to go first quarter and another turnover. Billups steals from Quinn Anderson, drives down the middle of the lane. We're going to have a foul on the floor against Quinn trying to get back.
Tough call there.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds thought Billups just dribbled the ball out of bounds. He thought it was a turnover.
Yeah.
Mike says there was no contact there whatsoever.
Yeah.
And but coach has got a point there. That ball looked like that it went right off of Billups' thigh, knocked off of his thigh cleanly, and they got Moline got a break there with a foul call.
Comes after the fourth Galesburg turnover in less than 4 minutes of play. And Billups is going to go to the line shooting two, and the first one is up and off the front of the rim.
Nick Field's going to come in the ball game, see if he can study us offensively.
Of the four turnovers, Quinn Anderson has two of them, dribbling the ball out high. Also into the game for Moline, Nolan Griffin, a 6'1 senior, first substitution for the Maroons, as Ben Monroe sits down. Billups hits the second free throw. It's 5-0 Moline. 4:16 to go, first quarter.
They're going to go back to their 1-3-1 here.
Hodge tries to fire one from the outside through the lane. Stolen away. McInnes spins out into traffic. Now throws it behind him and out of control. Dotson intercepts it. And now in the backcourt, a whistle. And we're going to get the first foul of the game, second foul of the game on Moline with a little reach in the backcourt. And that goes against Deontay Billups, his first. Ugly start here to this game, really on both sides.
Yeah, not very clean. We're having a little struggle a little bit offensively in terms of being able to attack and playing with confidence here. See Field. If we can get something going here.
Fields bounces it to the right side. Now at the free throw line. Andrew feeds it down low. Carl got a look and a good feed and up and in by Jacob. And the streaks are on the board with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. Now Harding drives, leaves it right side. Contact, but Weimers gets the shot up and in over Carl. And Moline
nice pass
quickly.
By Harding.
And now they steal it on the inbound. Brody Harding on the right side, drives in, floats past Fields and puts it up and in. Harding with six. It's 9-2 Moline, and the streaks call timeout with 3:32 to go in this opening quarter. A full timeout with Moline up seven. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL, reminding you to get that hair on your head growing so you can shave it off and help kids with cancer on Saturday, March 3rd. Galesburg Shave for Kids benefiting St. Baldrick's will be from noon to 6 that day at Sidetracks. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
9-2 Moline, 3:32 to go, opening quarter. Coming out of a Galesburg timeout with the streaks down 7. What do you think that was all about, Steve? What was the conversation in the timeout? Streaks certainly don't look very aggressive here in the early
not
going.
Not aggressive, not focused in terms of playing tentatively, and that is, again, very uncharacteristic of our ball club here.
Another deflected pass, another turnover. Hodge tried to get it to the left side. He telegraphed the pass. Moline batted it away. Harding steps into a three. A little bit off the mark. Rebound Khalil Hodge, who's got 3 rebounds already for the Silver Streaks. Cornell left side, steps in and hits a 15-footer. Shot that one in rhythm, 9-4 Moline, 3 minutes to go, opening quarter.
And he did that with a purpose there, an aggressive purpose there, and that's what it's going to take. We can't be tentative on the offensive end.
Ben Monroe up top. Nolan Griffin, one of the substitutions into the game for the Moline Maroons. Brody Harding with it on the left side now. Sam Monroe came into the game off the bench for Moline during that timeout. Billups on the left side, cut off on the baseline, behind him to Griffin. Now up top it goes to Monroe. To the right side it goes Sam Monroe, batted away as Dotson comes in from around the backside of Harding and knocks it out of bounds. 2:34 to go first quarter. Maroons hang on to it, leading by 5.
Much better defensive set there. We're aggressive, we're alert, we're playing on the balls of our feet instead of back on our heels. Literally and figuratively there.
Up top, Sam Monroe. Now Fields attacks defensively as Monroe picks up the dribble, but he passes it away to Ben Monroe. down the left side, trying to attack on Jacob Carr. A little
good
bit out of control.
By Jacob there.
Too strong on the shot off the backboard. Jacob with a rebound. He's got three boards in the game. Now Carr with it at the free throw line, and another pass deflected, and Moline can't control it before it goes out of bounds. They're getting a hand on a lot of the Silver Streaks passes, and Galesburg needs to be more crisp, more pinpoint on these passes and just trying to pass him through a lane.
The last two possessions, we've got the ball in the middle against the zone. That's the best thing to do, especially the kind of zone that Moline is playing. Then you have some options.
On the right side, Fields drives down to the baseline cutoff there, tries to feed it through the lane, and McInnes back into the game, bats it out of bounds.
And Moline very active in the passing lanes. They anticipate well, and they use their length defensively. Very, very crisp here early on the defensive end by Moline.
Anderson up top. That's Andrew Anderson. Fields with it on the left wing. Now up top to Hodge. To the right wing, Cornell. Isolation there against Harding, but he passes it to the outside to Andrew instead. Anderson trying a little crossover dribble. Pulls up, shoots over Monroe. Missed it. McInnes with the rebound for Moline. Takes it himself into the front court. Into the left corner to Sam Monroe. A little bit short on the three-pointer and a flat-footed rebound by Jacob Carl, who's got four boards in the game. Moline not shooting the ball well either in the Silver Streaks as a result. Not getting run out of the gym at this point. They trail by five. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Now there's the eighth Galesburg turnover. A drive at the other end. Harding tries to step between that Euro step, as you call it, Steve, and they end up turning it over as Harding, I don't know if he lost balance, just got too out of control.
Yeah, that second step there was the travel. He almost executed the Euro step, but the second one is a travel. And, Brad, you've made a good point here. We're down by five where we've just got off to a miserable start, so we're fortunate to be where we are.
With eight turnovers, no less. That's more than a turnover a minute as we wind down to 1 minute to go in this quarter. Firing it right side, Carl to Anderson. Cut off there, feeds it down low to Cornell. Puts it up and throws it over the rim. Weak side rebound by Weimers for Moline. McInnes into the front court. Right side into the corner. Weimers fakes, drives, lost it as he ran into Jacob Carl. Third Moline turnover. Into
the right front
to the
court,
rim. Cornell, and now he's picked off from behind as Monroe steals it away on the dribble. Pull up at the other end. Harding swishes it, and a late foul. He's got a three-point play opportunity. Harding is single-handedly taking the Silver Streaks apart with 8 of the 11 in this first quarter and a chance to make it 9 on the first Cornell Dotson foul.
Coach Taylor talked about that Harding was a scrappy, gritty, intelligent basketball player, and he's made a lot of things happen here in this first period for the Maroons.
4 for 5 from the field. Only misses from three-point range. Everything he's knocked down is inside of 19 feet. Again, he's got 8 of Moline's 11 points. And a three-point play opportunity with the Maroons up 7, 36 seconds to go in the quarter, and the shot rolls around and falls off. Andrew Anderson with the rebound. Andrew into the front court. Left side to Justin Endoff into the game. Justin down low. There's Cornell. Feeds it to the
good
outside.
Good ball movement that
Quinn
time.
Quinn back in the game. A little bit off the mark from three-point range. Moline trying to get the rebound. Cornell knocks it loose, but it's Weimers who controls for Moline. Driving it into the front court. Pulls up on the right side. Now a skip pass to the left side. Brody Harding. 12 seconds to go. Harding's going to pull it back out. Harding on the dribble with 6. Harding on the dribble on the outside with 4, trying the isolation. Anderson cuts him off. Now he goes around him, floats it up with a right hand, and it kisses off the iron in the backboard and drops in. And it's 13-4 Moline, and you might as well say 10-4 Harding over Galesburg at the end of one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Sevilla Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Sevilla Mutual Insurance.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Learn more at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone, and not a very good quarter it was for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who turned the ball over 9 times in the opening quarter, and Moline leads it 13-4. Here's a miss from down low right under the basket as Weimers couldn't knock it down. Endoff got the rebound for the Silver Streaks. It's Andrew and Quinn Anderson, Carl Endoff, and there's the 10th Galesburg turnover as Moline continues to deflect passes and steal them away. Up top, McInnes. Right side, Harding. He's got 10 of the Maroons' 13 points. On the left side, stepping inside the arc, Ben Monroe. Cut off, gets it back out to McInnes, who returns the favor. 5 starters back on the floor for the Maroons, leading by 9, just underway in the second quarter. McInnes to the left side, pulls up, left high post, switches it. 15-4, Moline. Andrew Anderson to the left side. Another deflected pass, but Endoff gets to it. To the right side, Anderson found an opening in the lane. Quinn drives and a blocking foul called, as it was Weimers who tried to plant himself to the right side of the lane. Didn't get there in time. That's his first. Moline's third. Team foul.
We're still very tentative against the 1-3-1. Once the ball gets reversed, then you have to attack. And again, we're still throwing lots of those lazy passes without pass fakes. Khalil couldn't get it to go.
Jumper from the right side. Khalil's shot is off. Deontay Billups with a rebound. McInnes drives in. There's an opening. Takes it right at, but good defense by Jacob Carl. Drew a little contact at the end. Shot wouldn't go down. Khalil Hodge with the rebound. Streaks only down 11, surprisingly, as poorly as the first quarter went for them. Here's Hodge. Open three up top, and it's off the mark. Dotson gets a tip. That won't go. And McInnes with a rebound underneath on the weak side.
Again, a good look that time. Much better execution.
Left baseline shot by Weimers is good. Just inside the arc, and another timeout by Mike Reynolds as he now sees his team fall behind 17-4 with 6:10 to go in this first half. A full timeout, and we'll take a timeout as well. 17-4 Moline. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Providence Catholic Celtics on the road in the opener of the Martin Luther King Tournament tomorrow afternoon. I'm Tom Erda. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 11:40 on WGIL.
Galesburg boys basketball with only 4 points to the first 10 minutes of this game. They have the ball coming out of their second used timeout by Mike Reynolds. Carl inside the lane, triple teamed, and a reach foul called by somebody. Could have been on just about any of them. They're going to whistle Ben Monroe for it. His second, Boleen's fourth team foul, just under 6 minutes to go. And Jacob Carl will be the first Silver Streak to shoot free throws here. And Galesburg needs some points. Again, only 2 baskets in the entire first quarter. And the free throw is off the mark.
Our execution the last couple of trips has been better, but again, we can't finish with points being scored. We got the ball in the middle that time. We're aggressive and got a foul. Now we've got to convert on the free throws.
Misses them both. Moline with a rebound. Jeff McInnes has 4 boards to lead the Maroons. End of one quarter, Rock Island leads Alleman 13-12. Here's McInnes on the right side to the free throw line. Weimers nearly left his feet, but he managed to stay planted and avoid the travel. To the right side, Nolan Griffin. Up top, Weimers will shoot the 3. Ooh, in and out. Ball was halfway down. Now Anderson has a rebound just taken away from him by Griffin. Here's Harding floating in with a bank shot with a right hand. And another timeout by Mike Reynolds. And I think he's especially upset at Andrew Anderson, who had the ball coming down flat easily with that rebound. And then Griffin came in and just ripped it right out of his hands and gave Moline another chance at it.
Yeah, very lackadaisical that time. And, again, we paid for it.
So the Silver Streaks call a timeout. They call this one, they make this a full one. Did you see, Steve?
Yes.
So the Silver Streaks have used all of their full timeouts. Not even, well, barely 2.5 minutes into the second quarter and have already used all three full timeouts. So that's an indication of how, and this is not Mike Reynolds using all of his timeouts just to try to slow Danville down like we saw last Saturday, do anything to try to break their rhythm or something. This is pure frustration with his team.
And trying to light a fire.
Yeah.
Trying to light a fire here and create some kind of spark here.
And they can't stop Brody Harding either. He's got 12 of Moline's 19 with under 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's the trap on Anderson, knocked out of his hands, stolen away. 12th Galesburg turnover. Harding, bounce pass through the lane, underneath, up and in from the low blocks by Drew Weimers.
Looking for somebody to try to provide a spark. Coach is going to bring in five new players off the bench, and I don't blame him. He's trying to create some kind of energy and spark here.
Khalil has his pocket picked. 13 turnovers. Harding at the other end takes it all away for the layup. 23-4. And Mike Reynolds calls his fourth timeout. He has only one remaining for the entire rest of the game with 4:50 to go. And as much as anything, this is for a whole lineup change.
He's looking for somebody that's going to go out there, I think, and stick their nose in it. Right now, again, we're playing very uncharacteristic type of basketball in terms of what our program stands for. We're playing very tentative, and I think he's just looking for somebody that's going to be aggressive and devil may care and get after it here, and he's made a wholesale change in terms of substitutions here. Tough spot that we're in here, and let's see if we can claw back in. One possession at a time here. And hopefully hit some shots.
And stop turning the ball over.
Yeah, all those things are, and all the above.
They nearly do here again, but somehow the Streaks get it back. Jalen McCants gets a hand on it, gets his own rebound, and a big rejection by Deontay Billups. At the other end, a layup by Harding. Moline is having a grand old time here at Thiel Gym, up 21 with 4:20 to go in this first half. On the right side, Fields tries to feed it, and a kick by Billups. And there's not blood in the water. The water is full of blood. On the right side, Tylan Parks, trapped. Nobody's coming over to help him get out of it, and he finally throws it off a Moline player out of bounds.
We're really doing a lot of spectating here tonight instead of participating. And it's certainly not a lack of care or lack of effort. We're just in a daze right now. And some way or the other, we've got to get something to snap us out of it. And oftentimes, that's a player making a play, and it becomes contagious.
25-4, Moline.
Let's get in.
Price on the inbound. Off the mark from three-point range. Sam Monroe with a rebound. Firing it into the front court. Harding on the right wing, a hesitation drive. Cut off. Skips it out on the scoop to Griffin. Griffin back up top it goes, and they'll reset. On the left side, Billups driving on Parks. Pulls up from 18 feet, swishes.
And that's a big league play on that pull-up there off the dribble.
Got Tylan Parks to chase, and Tylan bit on the fake going down low for the defense, and Billups just pulled up. Now Price with a hesitation drive. Kicks it out. Fields for three, swishes it. Streaks nearly doubled their points on that three-pointer. Down 27-4. It's now 27-7. A drive and an offensive foul called as Price gets back.
Nice position by Eric there to try to make a play. Let's see if that can spark us a little bit off of the made three by Nick Fields.
3:25 to go, first half. First foul of the game on Nolan Griffin, who drove down the right side. Price got back, drew the charge, and he'll walk it into the front court. 27-7, Moline. Fields, Price on the outside. Now, Fields gets grabbed as Griffin comes out and just collided with him and reached around and grabbed him around the side. That's two quick fouls on Nolan Griffin. 3:16 to go, first half. Inbound from Fields to Price. Now back to Nick to the right side. Dribbles toward the arc.
Continue to attack here and use your pass fakes.
To the right side, Knicks going to step into another three. That one's off the back iron. Long rebound. Got a hand on it, and they're going to call a foul on Nick, getting there a step too late, colliding with Sam Monroe, going for the rebound. So first foul of the game on Nick.
And a tough one there. I mean, that's just one of those that he just beat you by a step, and the call goes their way.
All right. Streaks are down 20. Realistically, what's Mike Reynolds hoping for? Get this down to 12, maybe, by halftime?
That would be marvelous. I mean, if we could get to 12, I think he'd be tickled pink.
To the left side, here's McInnes driving in, feeds it down low. Griffin lets the defender go past him and then just lays it up.
And one of the things on the defensive end, Brad, you've noticed we've given up layup after layup here this last part of the second half of the second period here.
Here's Jalen McCants driving, feeds it down low to Kobe. Goes to the right side, reaches in, pokes away from behind by Sam Monroe. Outlet pass to Harding. Lays it up, rolls around and falls off. And McCants gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. And now Jalen gets bumped in the backcourt by Brody Harding, his first.
Fouls on the two, Brody Harding.
On a rare miss by Harding at the other end. And that puts Gillsburg in the bonus now. Seven Moline fouls. And Jalen will shoot a 1-1 here with 2.5 minutes to go first half.
And got to knock down these foul shots, especially when we're struggling from the field.
Jalen eyes the first one, and he earns the second one on the 1-1, his first point of the game.
We've got to, you know, it's a little bit like in any sport. You can't throw three touchdown passes at once. You can't hit a six-run home run. You've got to just claw back in one possession at a time and try to stay in the moment here.
Well, we saw in the Rockford East game a similar kind of first half where the Silver Streaks just completely got outplayed. They had a nice start to the second half. They got the deficit down to 9. And I guess that's kind of the approach you got to tell the kids here, right? You got a lot of ways to go in this game yet. Down 20, though. 29-9, under 2.5 minutes to go first half.
And we were in our 1-2-2 full court zone press after the made there.
Most of the Moline starters still in. Brody Harding, Jeff McInnes, and Drew Weimers. Billups and Monroe are not on the floor right now for the Maroons. Up top, this is Harding with it in the midcourt circle. He's the leading scorer in the game with 16. 2 minutes to go for the half. And a bad pass, and Tylan Parks right there. Fries it the other direction and takes it all the way for the layup.
Outstanding play by Tylan. He took care of the ball when Moline looked to make a strip there.
29-11, Streaks with a full court press. Moline breaks it into the front court. Price gets back, and a block by Jalen McCants out of bounds as Price fronted up Weimers, and McCants came flying in from the backside.
And this crowd is looking to get into this game some way or the other.
And as a result, Sean Taylor gets Deontay Billups back into the game to try to reestablish some control. He has it, takes it down the right side, and I think Jalen got a hand on it again. Knocked out of bounds by Moline.
Fine defensive series there by Jalen, using his length and getting a piece of it. I believe you were right there, Brad. He got a piece of that shot.
29-11, Streaks down 18, trying to get some momentum heading to halftime. Here's Kobe, steps, feeds it, right side, but Tylan Parks is blocked. Loose ball picked up by Monroe on the run. Right side, Harding flips it up, but missed it. And Eric Price with a rebound. Outlets to Kobe, drives, draws contact, and he can't hit the scoop shot.
I thought he
chased down by
there.
Billups on the other end, and Parks is going to get called for a tackle. And Mike Reynolds is screaming, saying, what have I guys got to do to get a foul called against Moline when we attack the basket?
Yeah, Kobe got fouled there on the layup with a body and no call.
And Tylan got called for the foul instead, scrambling for it, going for the loose ball.
Yeah, terrible, terrible change of events there.
Feed down low over McInnes, gets it underneath. And now Jalen McCants is going to get called for a foul as McInnes tried to go with a reverse side scoop shot. And he's going to shoot two free throws with under a minute to go in the first half. Who'd think we could get so excited with the team down 18 right now? But we're finally seeing some life.
We're on the verge of being able to go on a run there, and we couldn't get a call, and then got a tough call against us, so that's part of the game.
First foul on Jalen McCants. 16 fouls on the Silver Streaks, and McInnes misses the free throw. 29-11, Moline. Telling you, Steve, these five guys might be your starters at the beginning of the second half.
Could very well be. And let's see how we can finish here. Let's see if we can cut this deficit further. McInnis knocks down the second free throw. 30-11, Moline. Fields, Price, Ramirez, McCants, Parks for the Silver Streaks. Fields to the left side. Price, long three off the front of the rim.
One step too far there.
Rebound chased down by Salmon Rose. Got four rebounds in the second quarter alone. And a drive by Billups and a foul on the floor out high against Jalen McCants, and that'll be his second. It'll be a 1-1 for Billups with 39 seconds
created
to go.
Created an isolation play for Billups to get to the rim. Jalen's a good defender. He just didn't get on his right hand there, and Billups was able to get the rim on him. And that's a lack of experience. As Jalen continues to gain experience as a varsity player, he'll learn those things. He's an outstanding talent.
Billups to the line. In and out. Rebound Kobe Ramirez. Kobe got up there and pulled that rebound down. He really showed some spring in his step. Left side Fields. Oh, bad pass. Tried to feed it through the lanes. Intercepted by Billups, who's thinking slam, and he got it. One-handed dunk on the left side coming in. And 32-11 coming off the 15th Galesburg turnover. 19 seconds to go. Price up top. Steps to the free throw line. Off the back iron. Rebound Tylen. Underneath, a block by Billups. Brody Harding with a rebound with 7 seconds to go. Harding across midcourt to Billups. Fires a 27-footer, and it's off the back iron. And Price gets a rebound. Got a foul underneath against Moline with 0.2 seconds left as Price came down with a rebound. McInnis got called for pushing him, I think.
That's what it looks like.
Mike Reynolds is on, but we're not walking to the other end to shoot free throws. So it's not a foul because the Streaks aren't shooting free throws.
He must have swallowed the whistle and made the correction.
So all the Streaks can do is inbound it with 0.2 seconds to go, and Moline takes a 32-11 lead into the locker room. We'll take a break, come back, look at the first half statistics. The individual scoring, we'll check Western Big Six scores from around the area, and we'll talk things over with the coaching staff. All Moline in the first half, 32-11 over the Silver Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
At first, you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Know your way around a kitchen? Knox College is looking for a cook and a baker. These are full-time positions eligible for benefits, including tuition. Must be able to work varied shifts, which may include evenings, weekends, or holidays. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
So they were 1-for-3 in the second period from the three.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium as the Silver Streaks, well, I don't know if I'd say they're getting run out of their own gym, but they sure haven't looked like a team trying to defend its home court and make some hay in the Western Big Six Conference. Moline comes in with a 4-0 record in conference play and looking every bit of it as they have completely dismantled the Silver Streaks here, 32-11 at halftime. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And I guess, Steve, as we start off with the team numbers, as we always do, the one that absolutely explodes off my page is 15 first-half turnovers by the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, you're gonna really when you put the two together of the poor shooting and the live ball turnovers, we're probably lucky that we're only down by 21.
Well, yeah. Isn't that sad? We're down 21. We're thinking, it could be worse. Oh, boy. So let's go ahead and take a look at our numbers. What do the shooting stats show?
The shooting is not what you wanted to take to a clinic for any kind of statistics. For us, we were 4 out of 24 for 16%. So one of my keys of getting back on the shooting saddle, so to speak, we struggled mightily. And we were only 1 for 10 from beyond the arc. They were 15 out of 29 for 51%, with a number of those being layups. And in the second period, they hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shots in a row that really extended their lead. They were only 1 out of 8 from beyond the arc. Rebounding-wise, we out-rebounded them 23-15. There were not as many rebounds available on the defensive end for them because we turned it over so much, which leads me to what Brad said. We had 15 first-half turnovers, not anything at all. Again, as I've said many times, characteristic of our basketball program. They only had 3 and none in the second period.
Free throw shooting, Moline 2 for 6. Silver Streaks were 2 for 4 from the free throw line in the first half. 32-11 Maroons here at the break. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at the individual scoring, and we'll talk things over with the coaching staff. If you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Calling all superfans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the Frameworks on South Cherry in Galesburg, where your family's precious heirlooms and memorabilia can be preserved for years to come. Frame today, enjoy for a lifetime. For the rest of tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 5 with a wind chill to 6 below 0. Gradually becoming sunny tomorrow, a high of 16. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 14 at WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Halftime, Moline 32, Galesburg 11. And believe it or not, we felt better energy late in the second half, late in the first half, there in the second quarter. And the Silver Streaks at one point actually cut the deficit to... there was 23. They got it down to 18 at one point, but still 21 here at halftime. Brody Harding leads the Moline Maroons at the half with 16. Drew Weimers has 6. Deontay Billups, 5. Jeff McInnes, 3. And off the bench, Nolan Griffin with 2. Ben Monroe, Sam Monroe, and I guess that's it for the Moline Maroons. For the Silver Streaks, led in the first half by Nick Fields with 3.
Again, only 11 first-half points for the Silver Streak, so your leading scorer has three. Nick Fields, Tylan Parks, Cornell Dotson, Jalen McCants, Jacob Carl, all have two. So it's not been a good first half, needless to say, for the Silver Streaks, who trail by 21. Was trying to check some other scores at the half. And let's do this. If you're not following us on ScoreStream, that's something else you can do these days, as a number of area teams have gone to that app. And you can follow a number of area teams. Silver Streaks aren't the only team that has only 11 points at half. There's another boys basketball game between A-Town and BPC, where the Spartans have only 11 at the half. But they're only down one. That's right, Abington Avon with a 12-11 lead over Bushnell Prairie City at halftime. As we take a look at our halftime scoreboard, brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. Speaking of Knoxville, the Blue Bullets at home lead Peoria Heights 25-24. Galva with a 28-20 lead over United in the second quarter. Monmouth-Roseville, 45-39 lead at Rockridge. And that one is late in the fourth quarter in that game. And we'll check on Western Big Six Conference scores here in a moment. We're under a minute to go as the coaching staff finally makes it out. Our halftime scoreboard, or our halftime interview, brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman is with a quick word with Ryan Hart.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime, coach. I know that there's not much to say here. What do we do as we start the second half being down by 21?
Well, offensively, we got to do what we've done all week in practice, was move the ball and cut harder, because if we just stand around and hold it for 2-3 seconds every time before we make a pass, they're going to trap us.
I know. We'll give it a go. Thanks, coach.
Thanks.
We knew we weren't going to get much because the coaching staff came out so late. Even the team didn't have a whole lot of warm-up time, but I don't know. We'll just have to see what the Silver Streaks can do here in the second half. Trailing 32-11. So who comes out? We speculated in the first half that maybe, it wouldn't be the starting five. Well, it's Hodge, Carl, Dotson, and Andrew Anderson for the Silver Streaks, the only non-starter. Nick Fields to start the second half for the Silver Streaks. It's Harding, Monroe, along with Weimers, Billups, and McInnes for Moline. So their starting five stays the same. Andrew on the outside, passes it right side over to Nick. Nick back behind her to Andrew. Has the ball poked away from behind, and a quick reach foul called on Ben Monroe. Well, after they reached and slapped passes and did all kinds of things to disrupt the Silver Streaks offense, I thought that was a quick whistle there on Ben Monroe.
Absolutely, because they had been successful doing that numerous times in the first half to get turnovers.
That's his third foul. On the right side, Khalil Hodge after the inbound. Up top to Andrew. Just underway, second half, Streaks down 32-11. Top of the arc, Carl. Back to Andrew. Dribbles through a couple of defenders over to the left side, Fields. Sidesteps right. Fires it to the backside and knocked away by Billups. Streaks will hang on to it. Steve, you were down on the sideline. I mentioned the Streaks weren't the only team with only 11 points in the first half. Abington Avon leads Bushnell Prairie City at the half. That's at the half. It's 12-11 in that game.
Cold night here in the Midwest. That's about all you can say.
Here's Hodge down low. Let's
get that going. Let's get it going right there. Got the ball inside. Let's see if that can get us going.
Got it in.
Claw back in.
Over Billups on the low blocks. 32-13. First basket of the game for Khalil.
See if that can give us a little energy, ignite us a little bit, provide a spark.
Here's Billups down the lane. Juggled the pass, but he collects it back and banks it up and in anyway.
And that's the skilled player that he is, able to corral that thing after he lost control and still score.
Andrew across midcourt. Bounces it, free throw line. Jacob down the lane, up strong.
Excellent.
With the right hand and in.
Two possessions in a row.
34-15. Moline by 19, just underway second half. Harding cut off in the lane. Backdoor cut, reverse layup up and in by Monroe.
Nice back cut there. We certainly don't want to trade baskets.
No. And they're coming a little too easy here, down low for Moline to start off the third quarter. Fields on the outside to Cornell Dotson. Here comes a trap. Dotson ducks underneath it to Fields on the outside, misses a three-pointer. Rebound, Dotson gets it back down low, and he might have got blocked from behind. Loose ball chased down, knocked out of bounds by Moline.
Good hustle there. Keep the possession alive.
36-15. Moline by 21. Fields on the inbound from the baseline. Throws it out high to Andrew. Andrew behind the back on the dribble. Gets around his man. Floats up from 14 feet. Missed it. Rebound on the floor. Cornell picks it up. Misses it from the free throw line. And the rebound Moline. And now Jacob Carl diving in for it. Trying to bat it loose. And gets called for the foul. His second.
Again, plenty of chances at it. We couldn't get it to go. Got to get a stop here, as you said, Brad. Too easy the first two possessions for Moline.
Yeah, Silver State's working for their points in the half court, and then Moline comes down and gets an easy one on the inside. Here's Weimer firing ones, and if he knocks one down from the outside as easily as he does there, Streak's comeback is going to be very, very short. Down 24 now, as Weimer has 9 in the game for Moline. Carl fires it to the outside. Field steps inside the arc, leaves it back for Jacob in the lane. Turn around, has the ball blocked and a foul called. Little reach-in called on McInnes. That'll be just his first of the game. And Jacob going strong to the basket, trying to create a shot down low. He's going to get two free throws here.
And these first 3 to 4 possessions that we've been in, we're slowing ourselves down. Yes, you've got to get back in the game. You've got to be aggressive, but you have to play under control. We're much, much more under control on the offensive end. Got to make our foul shots.
Carl misses the first one. He's 0 for 3. Jacob Carl came into the game 59% from the free throw line. He got off to a rock solid start early in the season. But his free throw percentage has slowly slipped down. He does make the second one, 39-16.
And a lot of that, I think, has been the fatigue and the injuries that he's just worked through and really gutted it out.
Deontay Billups misses a three from the right side. And on the weak side, Khalil Hodge pulls down the rebound and gets fouled by Weimers. Second of the game on Drew Weimers for Moline. And three quick team fouls against the Maroons here, not even 3 minutes into the second half.
And when you're down a significant amount, if you can get the foul totals up to where you can go to the foul line and score points without the clock running, but we'll have to make the free throws.
Fields dribbles into a double team and gets it down low to Khalil. And McInnes comes flying over and falls into Hodge. And Khalil does what he can to turn, but he waited too long. So he's not going to get credit for being in the act of shooting, as McInnes had collided with him pretty hard. And Khalil wasn't in the act of shooting. Now he shoots free and he's up and
Johnny
in
on the spot the there. Fine pass by Nick Fields and a good cut with Moline not being ready by Khalil.
Streak's still down 21 though. Second basket of the quarter and for the game for Hodge. McInnes on the outside drives, fakes, Euro step down the left side up and in.
Nice move there by McInnes getting to the rim.
41-18, his first basket of the second half. McInnes with only 5 in the game now. Ball batted loose. Streaks get a hand on it. McInnes trying to chase it down out of bounds. And the Streaks will hang on to it. I'm not so sure McInnes should have just let that one go. And they might have gotten it back. But by chasing it down and trying to recover it, Streaks definitely will get it back. Down 41-18, 4:35 to go. On the inbound, Hodge catches. Air balls a three. Carl saves it into the hands of Andrew. Good job by Jacob to chase that one down, keep it alive for the Streaks. To the outside field, fakes, pulls up, 16-footer, a little bit off the mark. And the weak side rebound by Weimers for Moline. McInnes lobs it into the front court. Harding with it, steps back, and now they'll reset. McInnes with it, goes back door. Billups tries to go up for the dunk, lost it, but he just lays it in instead.
Again, we talk a lot about when you are guarding a player and you're alone on that side of the floor, we called it on an island, you have to be ready for the back cut. That's what's going to come.
Anderson on the outside to Fields. Nick, back to Andrew on the left side. Andrew steps inside.
Got to get Andrew untracked here.
Back to Fields, shoots another three off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Weimers. Nick knocked down his first three of the game. He's gone cold from the outside. Harding to the outside. McInnes for three off the front of the rim. There's Fields with a rebound. Trying to find Hodge on the outlet. Does so. Khalil driving in from the left side through the lane right side. Back out to Nick. Passes up the shot. Now gets it to Khalil. Sidesteps left. Skips it left side over to Fields. Ball batted out of bounds by Moline. 3:23 to go. Third quarter. 43-18 Maroons.
Eric Price back in the ball game. He ignited us a little bit there in the tail end of the first half. See if he can knock down a few shots here and be aggressive on the offensive end.
On the inbound, Eric gets it. Now to the left side, Fields. Now up top, Eric tries to fire it into the right side, into the corner, and bat it out of bounds by Billups. Very active hands defensively for the Maroons. Nothing comes easy for the Silver Streaks as they fill the passing lanes. Fields on the inbound from the sideline. Gets it into the hands of Jacob Carl.
They've been outstanding. Moline has in the 1-3-1. They've changed defenses a number of times, but they've really been effective.
Cornell with a quick three. Misses it off the back iron. Carl chases down the rebound, then tries to feed it through the lane. It's intercepted. Billups with a hesitation drive. Pulls up from the low blocks, and a block by Andrew will be his first, and it'll send Billups to the line.
Great body control there as he went to the rim. He was able to hold on to it. Double pump, draw the contact, and he will go to the line.
Is that the streak's first turnover?
First turnover in the second in the second half.
That's something. 16 for the game, 15 in the first half. The streak's been nearly
including 9 in the first quarter.
And the streak's been nearly 5 minutes in the third quarter before finally making one. Billups, struggling from the free throw line, misses the first one. He's 1 for 4. But his Maroons still lead by 25. And John Thiel Jim, very quiet, came in with a lot of energy as he misses the second one. But it's been all Moline since the early going. And I don't know what the Silver Streaks are trying to do there. Rander Anderson on the right side. I guess he thought he saw someone down low, but there was nobody there. And the ball thrown out of bounds for the 17th turnover.
And I know Andrew's frustrated there. What happened there is when you leave your feet, the only reason you ever want to leave your feet as a basketball player with the ball is to shoot it, because nothing else good can happen from it.
2:45 to go, third quarter. Gelsberg, despite playing more in control here in the second half, has still fallen farther behind. They were down 21 at halftime. Here's Billups with a hesitation drive from out high, down the right side, and all the way up and in. He's got 6 in the quarter, and now in double figures with 11.
Big league play there as he gave a little head fake, little hesitation dribble, and he got to the rim in a hurry there.
Andrew tries to rifle one through the lane, and now the Streaks have turned it over 3 straight times. Here's Billups again. Pulls up from the baseline, kicks it out. Top of the arc. 3 ball on the way. Missed it. Andrew got a hand on the rebound. Moline not giving up on it, but can't get a handle on it. And the Streaks will get it back on the dead ball rebound. 45-18 Moline by 27 with 2:11 to go in the game, or rather in the third quarter. Here's Quinn into the front court, draws a trap, gets it away to Eric Price between the circles. Back to Quinn on the left side, backs up, now into the corner to Dotson. Cornell picks up his dribble, finds Clark Hawkins on the baseline, skips it back up top to Quinn. Spins around, throws it to the right side to Price. Brings it back up top with a minute 45 to go third quarter. Quinn drives in from the left side, draws contact, and he'll shoot 2 free throws on the 5th Moline team foul with a minute 45 to go.
When you get the ball in the short corner, that's where Hawk was, which is midway between the free throw lane extended and the sideline. You're looking to throw the ball opposite there, and Quinn cut. And if he could have stayed right there, we would have had an open 3. And that's something he's going to learn, and I'm sure they're working on all the time.
That's Quinn's first point of the game. Anderson knocks down the free throw. Mitchell Sampson into the game. Mitchell got in for the final 0.2 seconds in the first half. So he'll get a little more substantial playing time here as Dotson gets a breather. A minute 45 to go third quarter, and substitutions for both sides. Keeps Quinn Anderson standing at the free throw line waiting for his second free throw. Has the ball now. Dribbles it 3 times. Eyes it. And the shot rattles around and drops through.
Certainly our ball club is selling out here. It's just a matter of getting results. And Quinn is one of those guys that plays as hard as you could possibly play.
Keep in mind, Streaks have 2 games they have to play tomorrow, 2 games they have to play on Monday. Billups pulls up from 3 from the outside. That one's well short.
Good defense by McCants contesting the shot.
To the other end, Quinn drives, spins, turn around, missed the shot. Jalen McCants with a rebound, forces it back up and gets fouled. Shot wouldn't go down. Liking Jalen is a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidate just for what he helped create defensively in the second quarter with the Streaks already out of the game. But I know Mike Reynolds was looking for anybody who could try to create some energy. Jalen's one of the guys who's done that off the bench. And he continues it here in the third quarter and makes his first free throw. In fact, all of his points in this game from the free throw line.
He's done a fine job coming in off the bench, both offensively and defensively. And he certainly has a great future ahead of him.
45-21. Streaks have trailed by as many as 27 in this game. Misses the second one off the back iron. Brody Harding steps in front of him for the rebound. Harding with it now where the volleyball lines cross on the right side. They go back door. Moline trying to get a turnaround, but good defense by Eric Price. Now they just force one up, and Ethan Lepakdenek
puts it up and in. When it's going good, it's really going good, because that's certainly not the shot that he wanted, and threw it in when nothing else was there.
Just a little up and under, a little head and shoulder fake, just enough to get himself a shot. Now Clark Hawkins from the right wing throws one up high from three-point range, and Mitchell Sampson ties up Ben Monroe on the weak side for the rebound, but the held ball will keep it with the Moline Maroons. But it at least flips the arrow with 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sampson's going to pressure the dribble. Harding trying the head and shoulder fake. Now gets around Mitchell. Harding into the front court. Gets a little bump from behind. Not called. Now to the right side. Lepocknadek kicks it out. To the left side. Grant Dete into the game. This is Trayton Lampier with it up top now as Moline has emptied the bench. And their starters might be done for the night, with the Maroons leading by 26 and under 30 seconds to go third quarter. Harding down low. Lepocknadek steps. Fade away from the baseline. Missed it. Hawkins with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court. Price between two players. Down low. Gets it to Hawkins. Step back. Misses it from the low blocks. And the offensive put back by Jalen McCants. He's got four rebounds in the game now. 47-23. Harding around a screen. Through the lane to Lepocknadek. Right corner for three off the back iron. And the weak side rebound to Monroe, who just throws it back up at the horn. And that's the end of the third quarter. 47-23. Moline extends the lead further after the third quarter. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Know your way around a kitchen? Knox College is looking for a cook and a baker. These are full-time positions eligible for benefits, including tuition. Must be able to work varied shifts, which may include evenings, weekends, or holidays. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Hi, Jim Bohannon here. Please join us for the next Bohannon Show. We'll talk about the 2018 midterm elections. It'll help determine the course of this country.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
The ball to start the fourth quarter.
Good.
Khalil Hodge hits a three from the right wing as he stepped to his left. Little head fake. Got the man to go flying at him. So Khalil just stepped to the left and easily, smoothly knocked it down. He's got seven for the game. Streaks down 21 as we start quarter number four. Billups, McInnes, Harding. Starters back on the floor for Moline. Here's a missed three-pointer from the wing. Quinn Anderson gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. His first of the game. Carl in the left corner, skips it to the right side, Cornell. He'll shoot the three. It's off the back rim. Carl locks down the rebound underneath, puts it back up, but can't hit it. And the rebound by Billups. He's got six for the game. Billups down the lane, right corner. Harding will try to answer from the right side, but he can't do it. And the rebound, Carl knocks it to the outside, but Billups gets to it. Squares for three, and it's off the back rim. Jacob does get this rebound. Outlet into the front court. Andrew fires it left side.
Nice pass by
Quinn,
Andrew.
Coming in and puts it up and in.
Nice pass by Andrew there.
If he hesitates at all, that pass doesn't finish off with the basket. But he caught it, knowing that Anderson was behind him, and found Quinn in step for the layup.
Fine play by Andrew there.
Harding drives, ball knocked loose. Moline gets a hand on it, and Jacob Carl draws the foul as somehow the ball found its way to Weimers, who attacked, and he'll shoot two free throws. Third foul of the game on Jacob Carl.
Coaches, we talk about 50-50 balls. A ball's loose that either team has, for the most part, an equal chance to get, and Moline has certainly got many, many more of those tonight than we have.
And they're just settling for threes now, which they're not knocking down, and Weimers misses his first free throw here, and the Streaks have cut the lead to 19, which, being down 27 in the third quarter, seems a monumental success story here, the way this game has gone, to be under 20. Second free throw is good by Weimers. 48-28 Maroons. Quinn Anderson in the backcourt, Andrew Anderson, Dotson, Carl, and Hodge for the Silver Streaks. Andrew to Quinn, now into the left corner, Dotson.
And was Dotson out of bounds? They call a turnover on the Silver Streaks. So I guess his back foot when he received that pass was on the sideline.
On the sideline.
6:05 to go in the game. Streaks down 20. Moline with the ball. And Sean Taylor starts to send reserves to the bench, so the starters will be coming out as Harding forces one up inside the lane. Battle for the rebound, and Billups comes out with it, so he squares up from the right side and badly misses a three. Another offensive rebound, and Monroe gets fouled, and he'll shoot two free throws. Got three chances at it there.
Three chances there. We couldn't secure a rebound, and again, everything's got to go right for us here to have one of those quote-unquote fantastic finishes.
Foul on Hodge, his first, and the free throw well short by Monroe. Well, they're not taking advantage of this from the free throw line by any stretch. Moline now 3 of 11 from the free throw line in this game. But still, I haven't needed him, leading by 20, 5:51 to go in the game. Maroons looking to go 5-0 on the season in the Western Big Six as the Silver Streaks trying to stay away from dropping back to the 500 mark after getting two good wins on the road, but this would be their second loss in the conference at home. Tough to win the conference when you lose two home games.
Absolutely it is.
So Weimers is, or rather Monroe is out after making the second free throw. Streaks keep the starters on the floor except for Hawkins, who's come in for Jacob Carl. Quinn Anderson on the left side. Between the circles, Hodge. Now back to Quinn on the wing. Quinn, skip pass right side to Andrew. Steps inside.
Good decision by Andrew.
Shoots from the high post, barely draws iron. Cornell gets the offensive rebound. High off the glass. Streaks are rushing some of these shots on the offensive rebound.
Yeah,
he missed
it. On the offensive end, we've rushed a lot tonight in all aspects, and that's been one of our problems as well. A big problem.
Hodge in the lane after the Streaks force a turnover. Gives it right back to Moline. A drive at the other end. Trey Hurt, the sophomore, attacks from the right side. Gets a basket and a foul. And just like that, Moline's back up by 23 with a chance at a three-point play on the second foul on Quinn Anderson. Jalen McCants back into the game. Here comes Tylen Parks with 5:09 to go in the game.
And every time, Brad, it looks like we could make a little run, we self-inflict something, whether it be a turnover, bad shot, and then they score on the other end off of the turnover or the rebound.
We got a lane violation on Moline, so it negates one of the few free throws that they actually made. Yeah, Andrew's shot on the other end. I agree. I thought it was a good decision to pull up, and he just missed it well short, and Cornell got in there and got the rebound and then just very quickly put it back up rather than actually trying to set something up. Anderson, Quinn that is, misses one from the outside, but Dotson chases down the rebound. Tylen Parks hits a three from the outside after Cornell Dotson's seventh rebound of the game.
Good-looking shot there by Tylen. He knocked that down there and showed the ability to shoot the three ball.
51-31, Streaks down 20 with 4:40 to go in the game. Trey Hurt with it now. Up top to Mason Mintz into the game, a 6'5 junior. A little bit of size here for Moline. He's kind of lanky size, but got some length in there at the moment. They kid it to the outside to Hurt, the smaller player on the floor for Moline, and he knocks down a three to answer Parks' shot at the other end. Five in the quarter and for the game for sophomore Trey Hurt, 54-31 Moline. Quinn to the left side, Hawk. Draws contact, puts it up and in for the
good
left side.
Good low post move by Clark Hawkins there.
54-33.
Got to do things here to try to finish the game in a strong way to springboard us into tomorrow. Try to leave on a positive note some way or the other.
1:30 is the Silver Streaks game against Minooka. We'll have pregame at about 1:10. On the right side, Sam Monroe with it. Has it back with 3:45 to go in the game. The volleyball line. And now Quinn gets called for a reach as Lepakhnenek drives around him. Quinn just grabbed him from the front side and the back side, put both hands on him. Third foul on Quinn Anderson. 15 foul on the Silver Streaks.
Frustration foul there.
Into the game for the Silver Streaks. Endhoff for the first time tonight, Jacob Young. Dotson will sit down as well. So Endhoff and Young join McCants, Parks, and Hawkins for the Silver Streaks. Moline starters are well out of the game as well. Maroons leading by 21 with 3:40 to go in the game. On the inbound, they find Sam Monroe down in the near corner, and he'll pull it all the way back out. Eric Davidson for the Silver Streaks will get his first action of the night of the next dead ball. Up top, John Moore, a 6'5 senior. Again, we're talking about they got some length in there right now. Here's a steal by Tylan Parks, intended for Hurt. Gets it back at the other end, lays it up and in. Not exactly a run out, did a nice job to handle the ball as Hurt tried to get back and steal it right back from him. 54-35, eighth Moline turnover.
Tylan's come in here and done a fine job off the bench.
To the right side, Monroe, guarded by Endoff. Up top, nearly
almost
another
got
steal. And nearly poked it away from the backside of Hurt, who maintains control. Now to the right side, Grant Detay with it. Up top, Sam Monroe. And an illegal screen set by the Maroons. We're going to send it the other direction.
And I've got them as that's their first turnover of the half.
I've got them for four in this quarter.
Well, I think you can see what happens here in this kind of game where you lose track of the turnover numbers. You just sort of watch.
Yep. Start to daydream a little bit because a lot of the intensity was gone out of this game very early on.
And I'm trying to think of how we can end on this to get us going here again tomorrow with two games tomorrow to try to get the ship righted here and get back playing winning basketball.
Yeah, because this is the third game in the row. The Silver Streaks are looking at potentially losing by 20 or more. Here's Kobe Ramirez, knifes through two defenders, attacks the basket, misses it. Tylan Parks got the offensive rebound and got fouled. He's going to shoot two free. How did Tylan get that rebound? He's one guy down there in between two players who are 4 inches taller than him or more, and somehow Tylan gets the rebound off the Ramirez.
He's really competing right now.
I mean,
he's sticking his nose in there and getting after it.
His first rebound, 5 points in the quarter. First one up and gets a very friendly bounce off the back iron to drop through. 54-36, Galesburg down 18 with 2:39 to go in the game. Foul, by the way, was on Trayton Lanpier, his first.
Who's their fine quarterback?
Second free throw circles around and out. Lanpier with the rebound. Up top, Hurt. Left side, Grant Detay. Now Lanpier comes out for it, looking to go back door. Keeps it up top to Mason Mintz at the top of the arc. 2:20 to go in the game. Step back. Now right side pass goes to Lanpier. Down low, Mintz draws contact on Eric Davidson. Good defense by Eric to hold his ground. Missed the shot. End off with the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Eric used his length there and his physicality there to create a poor shot by Moline.
Pass to the left side to Justin. And off between the circles, skips it right side over to Jacob Young. Now Kobe Ramirez with it, just off the elbow. Justin to the left side, long three, ooh, bounces in and out. And the rebound knocked out of bounds right into the Galesburg cheerleaders. Last touch by Monroe for Moline. Streaks keep it.
Good look there by Justin.
Yeah.
In and out, just couldn't get it down.
On the inbound, Justin catches and gets blocked. Tried to catch it in the process. And the rebound collected by Lanpier after getting the block as well.
Little give and go there.
A drive, contact, and Moline's Detay is going to get a free throw, couple
little
of free throws old here.
Old-fashioned give and go there. Ball into the low post. Passer cut to the basket and give it back to him.
First foul of the game on Justin Endhoff. 1:36 to go in the game. And another missed free throw by Moline. That's the one thing they haven't done well tonight. Came into the quarter 2-for-8. They're now 2-for-5 to go, and then now 2-for-6. So 4-for-14 for the game at the free throw line. Davidson the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Nice move by Kobe to the basket.
Quick outlet at the other end, and Kobe off balance, kind of falling all of bounds, does a nice job to control the right hand to get it up and in.
Both our guards attacking the rim here late in the ball game.
Monroe picks up his dribble on the sideline. Kobe gets all over him and now passes it away. To the right side it goes. Detay passes up the shot. Hurt with it now. Swings the ball down low against Parks and skips it outside to Monroe. Minute to go for Moline, leading by 16. They go back door. Hurt with a catch and they miss the layup over the iron. And the rebound on the floor. Davidson on the floor. Couldn't handle it and it's out of bounds back to Moline. Eric, the only guy there for, is really struggling against himself just to get a handle on it. And Moline will inbound it. Lob on the inbound and falling down. Mintz got tied up with Davidson. And falling down hard, Mintz is going to get two free throws.
We didn't see the basketball there. And when you don't see the basketball there, you're potentially going to commit a foul because you're trying to play against your man instead of the ball.
52 seconds to play. Silver Streaks have outscored Moline 15-7 in this quarter as Mentz knocks down the first free throw. So it's not going to be a very good loss for the Silver Streaks. And the only positive that may come out of this is the fourth quarter. 56-38.
This was a struggle from the get-go here tonight.
Kobe on the outside, drives, finds Connor.
Another nice move
all the
to the
way
rim.
In. Scoops it up and in with the right hand.
56-40. Our guys are continuing to compete.
Left side, quick three by Dete off the front of the rim. Long rebound out to Jacob Young with 34 seconds to go.
Nice Jacob, move by Jacob.
Down the drive and gets fouled, or not fouled, but blocked from behind by Dete and knocked out of bounds. Streaks will get it. Little dead ball rebound. On the inbounds to Eric Davidson. Up top to Tyler. Dribbles to the right, cut off by Monroe. Now gets it to Young. Feeds it over to Entoff, doing a balancing act on the sideline. Now dribbles once to get his balance back. Here's Young on the baseline. Tries to feed it through, finding Parks, and stolen away by Moline. And was, I guess, Tylen got a hand on the ball, but was stepped out of bounds with 12 seconds to go, so Moline will keep it.
And that's going to run the clock.
Turnover. 56-40 will be the final as Galesburg loses its third straight to drop to 12-6. Moline improves to 14-4. And more importantly, they wrap up the first half of the Western Big Six with a 5-0 record. And Galesburg drops to 2-2 in the conference. Post-game show from John Field Gym comes your way next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
The official
with final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall tonight 56-40 to the Moline Maroons, a game that wasn't that close. And all right, so Steve, you've been in the locker room many times over 7 years with Mike Reynolds. What Mike Reynolds would we see if we were in the locker room right now? Do we see an angry Mike Reynolds? Do we see a frustrated Mike Reynolds? Do we see a calm Mike Reynolds who's just telling the kids, you know, it's up to them to figure this out? What version of him are the kids seeing right now, you think?
I don't think you're seeing an angry Mike Reynolds. I think you're seeing a Mike Reynolds right now that's going to challenge his ball club to
you know, stop this bleeding that we're going through right now, that we need to get back to playing Silver Streak basketball, which means the aggressor wins. It starts on the defensive end. It starts with alertness. Starts with playing with a purpose, with an understanding of what your role is and what you're supposed to be doing. We've just sort of got away from that. We're back on our heels a little bit, and we need to clear that out tonight, get a good night's sleep, come in here tomorrow afternoon with that kind of reboot here in terms of playing Silver Streak basketball the way that we know how and the way that we're known for. I think that that's what he's trying to do, is challenge them and be very serious about that. No reason to be angry now. The anger needed to come out, and I'm sure it did come out there at halftime in terms of challenging them. Tonight, this challenge here is a more serious one in terms of, you know, the ball's in our court, so to speak, now. We've got to get our act together. We're too good a ball club, having too good a season to let this affect us now. We got to get back to what was working for us earlier, and those things, what I mentioned, are those things that are working and have always worked for our program.
I don't think there's any question the time for anger that we saw, it was four timeouts in the first 11 minutes of the game that didn't seem to get anything going in the right direction, as the Silver Streaks were behind in this game at 1:27-4. Does the fact that the second unit played with some pretty good energy when they came in off the bench, and it did so against Moline's by and large starters in that game, the fact that they brought something off the bench that created a little bit of positive, does that temper some of the bad feelings? Or it's really still an overall picture here, I guess, more than anything.
Yeah, it's an overall picture of that, you know, that we continue to struggle, especially from the get-go. Again, not playing that aggressive style with a purpose and an approach and a confidence that we're known for and that we have played with thus far this year. That is a positive that we saw some players come in off the bench and compete and get some results. I think that what that does is just throw more people in the picture that you potentially have earned an opportunity for more playing time. But overall, you've got to look at trying to right the ship with those guys that you've depended upon and that you're trying to get them out of that rut.
Take a break here on the postgame. Streaks fall 56-40. We're going to talk with Mike Reynolds in our postgame show. We'll also take a look at our final statistics as well, as Galesburg drops to 12-6 and 2-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is as low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks fall to Moline 56-40. Let's go ahead and take a look at our final team stats from this game, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve, team numbers first of all, please.
Shooting-wise, we were 15 out of 54 from the field for 27%, so our shooting struggles continue. And a lot of that was, again, in the first half where we were out of sync. Yeah. With the shots that we were taking, we weren't on balance very good. You know, just really struggled there. And again, beyond the arc, 3 for 20 at 15%, again, a struggle there. They were 24 out of 53 from the field, 45%, a good shooting night for them. And they didn't shoot the ball very well from deep today. They were 3 out of 20 as well. Rebound-wise, we out-rebounded them 39-29. That's a little bit misleading tonight. Rebounding normally isn't misleading, but we turn the ball over so often and didn't get shots up, especially there in the first half. We win the rebound war. And again, the turnovers were very big. We committed 21 of them tonight. Again, not something that we want to do in any way, shape, or form. A lot of those led to points for them. And again, they had 9 turnovers, which was a very, very fine performance by them, keeping it, you know, under 10.
Yeah, and 4 of those were in the fourth quarter when the game
pretty much was out of hand and
was over. Yeah, so 5 turnovers in the entire first half when the Silver Streak. And I guess, Steve, that's what bugs me about this game more than anything. I think 15 turnovers in the first half. Danville, for all the athleticism and all the energy and all the ways they felt like they were all over the place in that game against us last Saturday, we didn't turn the ball over 15 times against them in the first half. In fact, for the whole game, we had 17. And 15 in the first half tonight. I think that's the thing that I feel like disturbs me the most out of this game.
And I think that's the frustration coach feels here, is that what we played, you know, very tentatively. We played as certainly the non-aggressor. And again, we didn't play with the execution that we know and that we prepare for against their 1-3-1 zone. So, you know, and again, as you said, we called 3 timeouts and a heartbeat there and got our 4th there that we called not too long after that. That's a matter of just real frustration with our play. And that's okay. I mean, there's a time to be frustrated here and hopefully our guys realize that, and I know they're frustrated too. It wasn't a lack of effort, that's for sure. It was just a lack of being aggressive and playing the way that they know how to play and the way that they've been taught. And that's what, again, is the key coming out of this tonight, that we've got to get back to playing, literally, Silver Streak basketball. And that's good execution, hard-nosed defense, being the aggressor, limiting our turnovers, getting the shots that we know that we can get. And we can definitely see a turnaround then if that occurs.
Let's wrap up the statistics. Moline just 6 of 14 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 7 of 12. Individual scoring, Brody Harding led the way. He had 16 for Moline. All of those were in the first half. Deontay Billups with 11. Drew Weimers finished with 10. Next up, we had Jeff McInnes and Trey Hurt each with 5. Ben Monroe had 3. Jason Mintz, Ethan Lepakhnenek, and Nolan Griffin each had 2. For the Silver Streaks, leading scorer was Tylan Parks in the game with 8. Khalil Hodge finished with 7. Jalen McCants and Jacob Carl each had 5. Kobe Ramirez, Quinn Anderson with 4. Nick Fields had 3. Clark Hawkins and Cornell Dotson finished with 2. 56-40 the final. We'll talk to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back to Thiel Gym to wrap things up after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Great news. Any size ice-cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice-cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just $1, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Moline 56, Galesburg 40 here tonight at John Thiel Gym as the Streaks fall. Galesburg did win the sophomore game 46-42. Doubleheader for the Galesburg boys tomorrow as the Martin Luther King tournament resumes. We'll have the Streaks in Manuka at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, and then Galesburg will wrap up the day against a very tough Maine South team. I mean, I'm going to get any kind of a break tomorrow. Hey, Rockford East, Danville, those games weren't any fun. Moline certainly wasn't any fun here tonight.
Played the Bulls, the Golden State Warriors, and now the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then tomorrow night, Oklahoma City Thunder, I guess.
Streaks have got to find a way to have some fun because these haven't been fun. And if they can get back to having some fun, maybe it'll loosen things up. Some of those shots will start to fall. Their defensive energy will pick up, and they're going to need it. I mean, that Maine South team, I mean, that's a team. Historically, we've seen that they don't mind winning a game 36-32. That's a real frustrating.
They're
going
to play their way. They have their system and they stick to it.
And they make you play their way.
Yeah, playing that half court zone and pack it in and limit the amount of possessions that are played in a game. And like you say, they have no problem winning 32-29.
So here tonight, 56-40 as Moline wins it, dropping the streaks to 12-6. Who's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? We hinted earlier, Steve, but we've actually changed our minds.
Yeah, my Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight's Tylan Parks. And we talked here off the air that you know, you're in a situation where, you know, I hate that term garbage time, because there's no garbage time in any athletic
That's right.
event. You are working as hard as you can to make whatever you can out of the situation you're in. And Tylan and Kobe as well came in, and they tried to make things happen, and they did. Tylan was aggressive. He got some steals. He hit a shot. He got to the rim. He made free throws. He was doing everything he could to compete there and make good things happen. And he's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
At 6 in the quarter, the fourth quarter, 8 for the game. That's his varsity career high. And, again, it's as much about how he played tonight. Yes, he does finish with 8 points, which is his career high, and he led the streaks in scoring, but that's not what it's about. The streaks tonight were looking for somebody to make something happen. He did a nice job of that. You mentioned Kobe. Kobe just doesn't have much of a shot. He does a nice job of creating. Unfortunately, Kobe's basketball skills aren't what his running back skills are, so he wasn't able to finish off some of those shots. So, you know, you're going to look at Kobe's scoring line and see 4 points. And yet, again, it's not about the points. It's about the way he played. It's about the way Jalen McCants played when they came off the bench. So we really liked what those kids did when Mike Reynolds was calling timeout after timeout after timeout, looking for somebody to play the way those kids did, and to try to lead the rest of this team. And it actually did get some energy back into this gymnasium.
Absolutely.
They
didn't back
in the
down
second
at all.
Quarter.
They stuck their nose in there, didn't back down, tried to do things and make things happen. And we did see those sparks out of those situations. And again, that's something, a positive that I know isn't, and there's not been very many here tonight, but that's certainly a positive that Mike Reynolds takes out of this, that he feels like that in situations and kids understand their roles, that he can stick them in there in quality situations and get results. And those three kids there that we talked about can certainly do those things. And here he comes now.
And also, the other thing I want to mention that we talked about off-air was they were doing, Tylan, Jalen, Kobe, some of the other kids, Nick Fields. Let's see, who else was in there? It was Eric Price in the first half.
Eric Price came in the ballgame, yep.
They were doing that against the Moline starters. I mean, you mentioned that concept that neither one of us agrees with about garbage time in the fourth quarter. That being, the game is essentially over. It's their second or third team against our second or third team. But these guys were doing that in the first half when Moline starters were still out there. And they continued to play really hard. When they came into the game in the fourth quarter, they easily could have said, well, this game's over. And yet, they played really hard and with a great deal of energy. And so they didn't let up at all in the fourth quarter what they had done earlier in the first half either.
Yeah, that's a reflection of those kids and their good attitudes, and that's certainly a reflection of Coach Reynolds, that kids, you know, fight to the very end. They're going to do everything they can to compete and represent themselves and their team in a good way.
Coach Reynolds joins us now for our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Let's find out what the coach has to say. Steve, start us off.
Coach, I know you. I know the frustration you feel. We got off to a tough start tonight. And I know if you could answer that question, you'd be writing books that would make you millions and millions of dollars. What do you think happened?
Well, I think offensively, we didn't engage the defense. And you know, when you do that, you make their length. You know, I know Coach Sully used to say don't play against 5 interceptors, and we did that a lot. You know, I think, you know, it was the opposite of the team I saw all week in practice. And when things went bad, it snowballed, and it wasn't, you know, I challenged them to be better. You know, and I think we will be. And we knew that this was a tough stretch of games, but, you know, we're not going to make excuses. They outplayed us, and they played harder than we did on our home court. And, you know, we don't run away from it, you know, and you know, last year down at Quincy, we got blitzed pretty good before this Martin Luther King tournament too, and you know, I challenge our guys to come back out like we did last year and just fight like crazy.
And I would go into that. That's what you talk about after the game.
Yeah.
What do you leave them with to try to come into this weekend tomorrow and get back on track?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got to have some senior leadership and be positive, and I think it'll be okay. You know, you hate to say it like that after, you know, we've had three real tough games in a row, and I'm not giving up here, and you know, I think we saw some guys that sparked there at some points, but I still think that we've got to just continue to push forward. We'll bring him in early tomorrow and watch some film, get on the court. I think they need that. I think they need the reinforcement a little bit. I still think they can play. I still think that, you know, I won't tell you exactly what I said in there, you know, because I think there's a place that our season has a chance to end, and I don't think it'll be in Dunlap or Stillman Valley. So we've got to, you know, what I challenge those guys to do is, you know, we don't get to play Rockford East again. We don't get to play Danville, you know. But we can work as hard as we possibly can to be able to go to Wharton and win a game. And, you know, I don't know if we can do it, but I think that's got to be our goal. We got to get to the point where we can compete with the best teams on our schedule. Right now, we're a little behind them, you know, just mentally, I think, more than anything. I don't think it's... You know, obviously they've got long athletes, and they've got, you know, two really good, experienced varsity players that control the game. I mean, Harding controlled the entire game, you know, and he did whatever he wanted. And he's an all-conference player. I can't remember if he won last year. I probably voted for him, but he certainly won this year. And they probably have three or four. And, you know, we've just got to find a way. And what I told the guys is you can't always have to find a way. Sometimes you have to make a way. You know, the wall's getting bigger. The wall's getting bigger. And you know, there's not a person here that left tonight thinking, boy, you know, when they come up to Moline, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go watch that. Okay, we got to make our own way. You know, we can't rely on what other people think or what other people do. We've got to take advantage of ourselves and push forward. And, you know, tomorrow the sun is going to come up. Maybe. It might be cold. But it's going to come up, and we've got to figure out a way to continue to push forward. And we demand excellence around here. That wasn't excellent, but you know, if we're talking that way in March, I'll be upset because I think we can get better still. I think that, you know, they haven't played a lot of games in this kind of environment. You know, this is a good test for us. You know, this is a regional championship type atmosphere, but. You know, whatever. We've got to move forward.
I want to ask you about this, Coach. I mentioned to Steve, I felt like one of the most frustrating, maybe in my mind, the most frustrating part of this game was the 15 turnovers in the first half. Yeah. And it's something that you touched on there. We've seen this team at its best. We know when this team is playing well how good it can play. And I think maybe that's why that 15 turnovers feels so much more frustrating, because we know that this team is better than that. Did our kids not anticipate their defense?
I mean, we had more turnovers tonight than we had against the third-ranked team in 4A.
Right, right. In a full-court game.
And who is, you know, not taking anything away from Moline, but they're better than Moline. I mean, at least on paper right now they are. It's just, well, we didn't engage the defense. I mean, you can't stand around with the ball over your head and try to hope you can make a pass. I mean, they have athletes, and they teed off on us. We couldn't get the balls to the areas that we wanted the ball. You know, I mean, it's not the offense, it's the execution of it. I mean, you watch Illinois play last night against Iowa 1-3-1. They ran the same offense we did. It's their bad execution at it too. You watch anybody else play, and it's the same kind of thing. You just have to execute and engage and make a play. At some point, we have to have guys decide that they're going to make plays, and you know, we just, you know, if you watch Twitter and you know, I'm not the hugest Kentucky fan, but you watch Twitter and hear some John Calipari over the last couple of weeks of their Kentucky season, it's a lot like ours, you know. Toughness things, little things that got to get better. And one thing he talked about was body language. You know, when something goes wrong, we let four things go wrong. You know, at some point we're going to have to say, God dang, we turn the ball over. It's okay. You know, I mean, it stinks. I don't like turning it over. You miss a wide open three, or you air ball three. You got to get back and you got to play. And we don't have that kind of push yet. You know, we're not getting that kind of push yet. And we need it we need it, and we need it quickly, you know, and hopefully, I don't know what Minooka did tonight, but they played tonight, and it's going to be a physical and aggressive game. You can imagine that, and our guys will have to get tougher quick, and hopefully they will.
I do want to end on a positive note. We like the energy that Tylan played with. We like the energy Jalen played with tonight. Mm-hmm. We liked, who else were we talking about, Steve?
Kobe, probably.
Kobe came in. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to discount what those guys did because they easily could have come into the game at the point that they did and said, well, you know, it's not worth playing this. This thing's already over. And yet they didn't do that. And a lot of what they did in the first half was, I felt, break the momentum of Moline, kind of turn things back around for us. I mean, we didn't cut into the deficit.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
at
those
least
guys,
they got out there and played.
Well, here's the deal. This is what I said in the locker room. Those three guys, when we had the ball, they ran down the court as hard as they could. When they had the ball, they ran down the court as hard as you could. I mean, it's simple. You gotta run down the court. You gotta play. There's things you gotta do. And if you're gonna play with good teams, you gotta do it every time. If you don't, they bury you. You know, I mean, Harding buried us there in the first half. We couldn't guard him, and we had our best defender on him, and we couldn't guard him, and you know.
I know the one thing, and I know this guy well, and he's about as tough a guy as I know. He uses a boxing analogy a lot, and I think one of the things he's really trying to say here is we've always been the one that's punched first, and right now we're the one taking the punch. And I think he's asking his team to come out and let's deliver the punch and let's just see where it takes us. Right now we're just waiting and lurking to see how we can avoid getting hit and not going out and trying to make things happen the way we always have, that aggressor wins mentality. And I think you're going to see that return tomorrow. By hook or crook.
Yeah, I would like to think so. Jeez.
We appreciate you coming by, Coach, as always. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, come. Hey, we're going to be here at 9 in the morning if you want to come in for a little shoot-around, Jeez.
56-40, the final, as Galesburg falls to Moline. And, yeah, we're going to have a doubleheader tomorrow, too. Minooka, which, as Coach said, always plays tough. And then Maine South. That Minooka game at 1:30, pregame a little...
Doesn't get any easier, Brad.
No, it sure doesn't. But, you know... Mike said, you know, we were 12-3 coming out of the tournament, and he said then, coming out of the holiday tournament, that is at Taylorville. And he said, we know what's ahead.
Tough stretch.
Yeah. So, you know, it was good to get off to that 12-3 start, but we can't just let that all fade away just out of these last three games. And
see that big picture. We've talked about that,
right.
To see that big picture.
So 12-6 now after the streaks fall. Sophomores do win 46-42. And, Steve, we'll see you in the early afternoon tomorrow for the King Tournament.
I look forward to it. You know, I look forward to these guys rebounding and responding, and I know that we'll do everything, this program, this ball club, and this coach, to get the ship righted.
And we certainly appreciate Coach Mike Reynolds coming by to visit with us. We appreciate Cody McIntyre for holding things down at the downtown studios, our broadcast engineer, and we appreciate you for being with us as well, even if the game didn't go like we really would have wanted it to. Final score, 56-40 Moline over the Silver Streaks, back on the air tomorrow against Minooka in the King Tournament for a 1:10 pregame show. For Steve Teasman, I'm Brad Benowitz, and Cody McIntyre at the downtown studios. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.